Second consequence, positive punishment, is when punishment decreases the frequency of the behavior occurring in the future. You only know the consequence was punishment because the frequency of the behavior goes down. You have to watch the behavior to see whether it's becoming less frequent. Here's a common example of positive punishment. You speed, so you get a ticket and a $100 fine. Therefore, in the future, you are less likely to speed. Notice the behavior of speeding went down in the future. That means the consequence of getting a ticket must have been punishment. It's positive punishment because the ticket didn't happen until after the behavior of speeding. So getting a ticket and fine would be positive punishment. Let's go back to the restaurant. A child screamed. If the child's parents said stop very loudly, and the child's behavior of screaming went down after they said that, the consequence of the parent saying stop would be positive punishment. Remember, positive only means it was added after the behavior occurred. First, the child screamed, then the parent said stop. Stop was added after the behavior. The child's behavior of screaming decreased in frequency. So saying stop was positive punishment for the behavior of screaming. What is added or subtracted changes the frequency of the behavior. Hence, positive punishment is sometimes a confusing term, as it denotes the addition of punishment, such as spanking or an electric shock. And it's punishment if it causes the behavior to decrease in frequency in the future. It doesn't matter whether we think that's a good idea or a bad idea.